For the past 3 days in our first reading, we've heard from the prophet Jonah. Now, in the earliest centuries of the church, the most highly regarded of all the prophets was actually the prophet Jonah. The main reason being that he prophesied the resurrection through his own example of being in the belly of the big fish. For as Christ said, just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the large fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And so in the earliest centuries of Christianity, you see that very often they would depict that image in the catacombs and on their tombs, because it prophesied the resurrection. Another reason that Jonah is very important is that it shows that God's mercy and love extends to all people. If you read the Old Testament, you find very clearly that there is only one chosen people of God, which was, of course, the Jews. But we also see in the book of Genesis that Abraham is told, "All nations will be blessed in you." And we start to see that come to fruition in the prophet Jonah, and then it comes to full fruition in Christ. For we see that Jonah is sent to the city of Nineveh to preach repentance, to which, if you read earlier, Jonah was resistant to do so. This is because Nineveh was the capital of the nation of Assyria, which was known to be a rather savage nation. I once read a commentary on the prophet Nahum, and the commentator talked about the nation of Assyria and said, wherever the Assyrians came, mounds of severed heads were sure to follow. So when you think Assyria, think something akin to modern-day ISIS. These weren't exactly nice guys. And yet we see that Jonah is sent to preach repentance even to them, not just to people who weren't Jewish, but to the absolute scum of the earth. To them, too, God's mercy and love was extended. And we see this come to its full fruition in Christ the Lord, who then tells his apostles, "Go to all nations and preach the gospel. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us rejoice in that today, that we ourselves have been called to be disciples of Christ the Lord.